Good afternoon and welcome to the June 14th, 2022 Sussex County Council meeting. First things, you approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. I do have one recommended change. We can strike Karen Brewington, second quarter employee recognition. We'd like to reschedule that for a future date.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? I'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of June 7th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have none at this time.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
Yeah.
Now's the time for public comment. If anybody in the room likes to make a comment to council, you have 3 minutes to talk to something to us about it we have some control over or interest in. Anybody in the audience want to speak for public comment? Public comment. Operator, would you check online for public comment, please?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson, administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. County administrator's report for June 14th, 2022. Item one, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Peninsula Lakes Phase 1B construction record received substantial completion effective June 2nd. Item two, the Delaware Animal Services performance report for the first quarter of 2022 is attached, listing the total number of calls for service by location as well as a breakdown of the total types of calls in Sussex County. In total, there were 1,351 calls for service in the first quarter for Sussex. Item three, a reminder, county offices will be closed next Monday, June 20th, to observe the Juneteenth holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bedlarge. Bulk delivery of seed and chemical project M19-31.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, council. And President and I met earlier, so yeah, have already greeted each other.
There you go.
This gives you a little bit of a history why we have a chemical and seed contract, how council has touched it in the past, and the most recent touch was in February of this year, which had the approval for the calendar year, but we could not add any money at this time because we were still in fiscal year 21. So now we have an approved budget moving to the final approval later on this month by county council, and we're asking for the funding amount for the new fiscal year part, the first half of 23. And we also want to tell you next year, conferring with Ms. Jennings, we will go to an annual bid because straddling the fiscal years for seed and chemicals has been proven difficult. Had to always touch it twice, come back to you twice because of the funding sitting in one fiscal year versus the other.
Sure. Yeah.
So now it just it makes more sense to advertise for a calendar year. So you've already extended the contract through right. December. I need you to, I would request you put the funding in for the fiscal year, first half, and then next year for the calendar year we beat it out, and then we have an approval in January.
Okay. You have a motion?
I have a suggested motion to get us through December 22. Be it be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve amendment number two. That's the wrong one. I'm reading the wrong one. My apology. Be it be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that contract M19-31 delivery of seed and chemical funding be reauthorized to Growmark FS LLC for fiscal year 23 in the amount of $188,979.30.
Pleasure, council.
Question?
So motion first and will. Motion, anybody?
Move for
motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions, Mrs. Green.
So I have a question. What has the income been for the year or an income of this farming that the county's doing? And where can you find it online?
I mean, we take the, I do not have the answer today. I could probably produce the answer. let me just make a general statement. We are not in the business to make money in farming. We're in the business of wastewater effluent disposal. So, you know, what triggered this whole farming issue is the loss of rig days. So as we harvest, we do not harvest at the optimum moisture like Larson Farms would. We harvest around our prey schedules. So whatever goes in the combine goes in the truck and goes to the scale. So we have the scale tickets, we have the revenue, and there's no question we can add it up.
Yeah, I'd like to follow the revenue back because of the amount of expense that goes into the county farming, that 600 acres, the upgraded tractor this year, and then 188,000 seed bill. I'd like to follow the income.
I'm sure he can provide that for you at some point. Yeah, sure.
Over the tickets to the finance department, the revenue gets transferred. So we will have to work together to come up with a number.
Sure.
To give you an answer.
Makes sense. Any more questions? Okay, we'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
No.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I would, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one is the second amendment to the Allendale Water District Agreement with Artesian Water, not Artesian Wastewater.
Right.
So gives you the history of the agreement, the first amendment, and also tells you why we're looking for a second amendment. We were not under the oppression given to us by DHSS, the Delaware Health and Social Services, that we would have to have daily operational testing. So fast forward in a long discussion with DHSS, they have concluded, and we are at the point that we have no more recourse, that we had to start daily testing. So far, Artesian has covered this for us through the last 2 months. They started in April and May. They did not charge us for these 2 months, but they said, you need to get this resolved. Either you need to have your own licensed operators do the daily testing and reporting, or we have to have an agreement in place. As you all know, this is not very conducive to our traveling to go to Allendale every day to test.
From Dewey Beach.
To test for water. We have to test in Georgetown. But we have operational staff who live in Georgetown. They test in Georgetown, then go to Dewey. Now they would have to go to Allendale, test in Allendale, go to Georgetown, then go to Dewey. Now, could it be done? Yes. Does Artesian already have testing in Allendale? Yes. So this is a sequential system, which means we are getting water from Artesian water, which is already tested daily. So they also feed a system downstream of us, which is a subsequential system, which they will have to test. So we tried one last time explaining, you have test results upstream and downstream from the county system. Why do we have to test? I'm not denying that the drinking water regulations require these systems to be tested. So they could not help themselves and say, the regulations state X, you test. So we approached Artesian. Hey, you're already there. You're already there twice. Would you mind pulling another set of samples? And so we have reached a conclusion. Yes, they can do this 365 days out of the year because it has to be tested on weekends too. And they gave us a reasonable proposal. Initially, they wanted to do it on a month-by-month-by-month basis. But for reasons we have certain agreements with our customers, we had to roll it into a lump sum payment. And so we also then said, while you're there, give us some rates for responses if we cannot respond to emergencies. We already owned the after-hour response, so they owned the daily response. So now we have a rate established. Should we decide, once the call comes in, it is more opportune for an Artesian crew to respond, we would make the call, and we have an established rate. You don't have to. That's an option. So these are the two amendments to the agreement. So It's very desirable for us because obviously it would be tricky to do that. And it sort of also covers the emergency response, which makes a lot of sense, above and beyond what we had already agreed to. So I do have a motion, and then we can discuss it.
Sure.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve amendment number 2 to the Allendale Water District Agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Water Company as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Okay, questions? Anybody? Okay, we'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The White House. Old business.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of Council. We have three items of old business on today's agenda. The first is CZ 1954, filed on behalf of American Storage of Delaware, LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing held on May 10th of this year. The application is a request to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district. The property is located on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 0.25 miles south of Bay Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and the change of zone is for 8.27 acres more or less, and Council deferred action on after the May 10th public hearing for further consideration.
Any questions of Council? Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, and please note that Mr. White has just gave the change of zone 1954, because we have to do the change of zones before the conditional use. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.27 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Riley.
I am going to vote yes, based on the reasons and logic given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote yes, based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes, based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I too vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
I also agree with reasons by planning and zoning. I also vote yes. Conditional use 2, change the zone 1954 is passed. Next, Mr. Moore.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a portion of certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.63 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes, based on recommendations and logic given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer.
I will also vote yes, based on the recommendations of planning and zoning commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes, based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons and conditions by planning and zoning.
I will also vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning. Change of zone 1955 is passed. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Are you going to get?
I'm happy to do it, Mr. Moore. So the next is CU 2315, filed on behalf of American Storage of Delaware, LLC. This application was also deferred following a public hearing on May 10th this year. And County Council may recall this was an application for a conditional use for multifamily units, 140 units, and it's located on the same property on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, approximately 2.5 miles south of Autumn Road, which is Sussex County Route 299.
Okay. I will now read the short title: an ordinance grant conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily units, 140 units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.63 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, second. Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I'm going to vote yes. I just want to observe that I mean, the planning and development of this whole process is pretty lengthy and expensive. And looking at this project, this would have been, you know, the perfect type of project for an affordable, you know, rental ordinance to address. You know, when there's a request for upzoning, they could have done as many as 12 units of the acre without even having to come before us by right. So obviously we haven't passed one yet. I'm hopeful that we will. And, you know, when that does happen, future applicants will have an easier time of it, and, you know, we'll be able to address this this need in our community a little more effectively, I hope. But I will vote yes based on the recommendations given by Planning and Zoning.
Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I'll also vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning.
I would, I'm going to vote yes too. I just want to kind of reiterate Mr. Riley's comments. We certainly hear every day about needing workforce housing, affordable housing. This would be a great place to maybe have some of that if that was possible. But hopefully, as we move forward with these projects, we can get some more affordable housing commitments and that kind of stuff, because certainly in that area, there's a dire need for workforce housing and affordable housing for sure. So, but based on Planning and Zoning's reasons and conditions, I will vote yes. Motion carried. CU 2315 is passed.
Thank you.
Grant request. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Pop Warner Little Scholars of Milford. They're requesting $1,000 for the concession trailer. Funds will go towards restoration and upgrades. Last grant received was $500 in 2008. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mr. Green.
So I will put $1,000 towards this request from my council matic account.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Grant $1,000 to Mrs. Green's Council MAG account to the Pop Warner Little Scholars Incorporated for a concession trailer upgrade. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Southern Delaware Women's Multi-Sport Club. They're requesting $5,000 for club uniform expenses. Funds will go towards covering $100 of uniform costs for the first 50 club members. This is a newly established organization with no previous grants. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I would give $2,000 to my council matic account.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. To grant $2,000 to Mr. Hudson's council matic account to the Southern Delaware Women's Multisport Club for uniforms. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. And the next one is True Blue Jazz. They're requesting $7,500 for their youth program through their annual jazz festival. And we do have members here that would like to speak on behalf of their request.
Welcome back.
It's for how much money, the request?
$7,500.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us. It is always wonderful to be here. I'm very happy to say that 2022 is the 10th anniversary of True Blue Jazz Festival. Wow. We are, of course, the independent straight ahead festival. And as a nonprofit, it's very simple. Preservation through performance. And the real reason we do the festival and we do everything that we do, ladies and gentlemen, is there are a couple of these folks behind us and is their band director. Last year, we were able to produce 40 shows in 12 venues in 5 days in two towns, and with your help and the help of our other sponsors, we were able to provide four $1,000 scholarships to Sussex County students. We were able to do two workshops, one classical, one jazz, in the schools, and we were able to give the kids throughout the county the opportunity to have three live performances for our community. My producing partner and my life partner, Eddie Sherman, and I come talk to you guys every year, but this year I decided the best thing to do is let the beneficiary speak to you.
Hello, I'm Chris Burkhart. I'm the band director at Cape Henlopen High School, and I was the chair of the Delaware All-State Jazz Committee for the last couple years, as well through the Delaware Music Educators Association. I've watched the way this organization benefits our students. It is an unbelievable asset to our community. From all the performances Peggy just described, the performers that are coming in are world-class. They're people that I have personally traveled to New York, to Philadelphia, to D.C., to Baltimore to go here. But Betty and Peggy bring them here for us. We have world-class performances in Sussex County, Delaware on a regular basis because of them. And they constantly make sure that these performers spend time with our students in the classroom every single time. It has been an unreal addition to our program. I'll share something online with us doing a clinic, and I'll have band directors from around the country that I know through school calling me and saying, like, how did you get those people here? And it's, well, I didn't. Just Peggy called me and said, I've got Joey DeFrancesco, who's the greatest jazz organ player alive, and we're going to bring him to the band room on Thursday. So, okay. Like, it is the best jazz education, best arts education organization I've ever been around. I think they're a treasure. And if we can support them, I'd really like us to.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Johnson. I currently go to Temple University. I graduated last year from CAPE. And I'm in the jazz program there. I'm in the jazz program there. I'm 5'1", by the way, just so everybody knows. I'm in the jazz program there, and it's one of the best programs in the country right now. And I've talked to many of the people, the freshmen, and even the seniors and graduate students that are there, and told them about the people that have been coming in to CAPE that I had growing up, and the opportunities that I was given through True Blue Jazz, and their jaws are on the floor. They're like, you were there with Emma Cohen, and you met Wycliffe Gordon, and these are big jazz names, but the opportunities that Peggy and Eddie have given to us is outstanding, and I cannot support it more. So thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be half the person I was today if I hadn't had the opportunities that they've given to me. I remember my freshman year, we had this trombone player, probably the best in the world, Wycliffe Gordon, come to our school. And me and all my friends, we were just looking up to him as freshmen. We were like, wow, this guy's right here. And I remember we have these things called real books, and they have like all our music in it that we learn, or at least a lot of it. And we all went up and we had him sign it, and we were like, this is the real deal. And having the opportunity to be around someone like that and to experience someone who's just that amazing at their instrument really just has motivated me and motivated everyone to just be their best selves. And I mean, throughout these 4 years, I've performed with True Blue Jazz, I've gone to all their concerts, and it's just such an amazing thing that they do for this community. And I know for myself, I'm majoring in jazz at University of Delaware next year, and had it not been for Peggy and Mr. Burkhart and all these amazing people, I wouldn't be doing it. So I just think that they're an incredible asset to this community, and I mean, I wouldn't be half the person today if it wasn't for her and for Mr. Sherman as well. So, yeah.
Thank you.
They're
thank
also
you.
Both on full scholarships,
major. Very good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Both of them Jackie would call a True Blue Jazz alum. She's like, we call them our True Blue Jazz kids. Both of them are scholarship recipients from the generosity that your support has helped us give over the years.
And I see here in your, I guess you also went to other schools except just CAPE. I see some for Seaford.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Vincent, we work with school districts across the county. Obviously, CAPE being our home school, they get a lot of attention. But we do take programs across the county, and we have also reached out across the state. A couple of years ago, but we did a program up at Cap Calloway School of the Arts.
Oh.
We start this, we start our festival week with our Youth Jazz Appreciation Night at Bethany Blues, and it is all the young people. And so the lower school band leaders bring those kids in, elementary school, middle school kids. This past year, we actually had the great opportunity to have kids from 3 school districts in 2 counties. Wow. The band director from Caesar Rodney brought his band down, and so, you know, our primary focus is obviously Sussex County because that's where we are. But if we can plant the music bug in the minds and the heart of any young person in the state of Delaware, we're all for it.
Sure, well, that's good. That's very good. We appreciate all the work you're doing.
Cool.
Any questions, anybody?
Yeah, who took over from Dwayne at Caesar Rodney?
Kate Custer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I knew that. Yeah.
So, but he's down here helping out lately too. We've been dragging
him in. So the question, Mr. Jennings, is $7,500.
Press is $7,500.
Who put it on the agenda?
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. Schaefer.
I would like to make a motion to grant $6,500 from the youth.
So you're going to explain, you're going to spend all the youth on this?
Unless you would prefer that I not do.
I'm just thinking, what do we have coming up for the youth?
So we know we have Make-A-Wish and Harry K. Foundation coming up as well, for that you normally get youth as well.
What would you suggest?
How much did we give from the youth last year?
$5,000.
$5,000.
$5,000 from the youth last year. So that would, so at least five would be what we gave last year.
I'd make a recommendation for $5,000 then from the youth grant, and I will, if it's appropriate to do it in the same motion, offer $1,000 from the third district account.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Shea.
Well, let's see. I got to look at the book and I see Seaford in there, so I'll do the other $1,000. That should make us close to it, is that right?
That's $7,000, yeah.
Okay.
Most requests, $7,500.
$7,500.
Yeah. I'll do
$500. Okay.
Okay. But unless you want to give me eight, do I hear eight?
It's your 10. You can keep going. I won't say no.
Go ahead. Take you on.
So we've got a motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $7,500 to the True Blue Jazz Festival for festival expenses, being $5,000 from the countywide youth grant, $1,000 Mr. Schaefer's Councilmac account, $1,000 from my Mr. Councilmac account, and $500 from Mr. Riley's Councilmac account. Questions on the motion?
That gets you 75.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
We thank you, each and every one, and as we say each and every year, please come to a show. Just hit us. Anything you want to come to, come see these incredible young people.
There you
and
go.
In fact, this summer we're going to do an alum concert at Nassau Valley Vineyard, so we'll keep you posted on that, so you can come see these fabulous young people play.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay.
You're good.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
to
you
see
so
you
much.
Guys.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure about bringing Eddie Sherman with you, but next time you come back, I want you to bring Sherman Ward with you.
Yeah.
Will do. Thank you, Mr. Benson.
Introduction to proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I think Mr. Whitehouse has a brief explanation of the first one.
If I could, please, Mr. President, just for that first ordinance, it's slightly different ordinance. It's a short two-page ordinance to correct a minor inconsistency in the way that floor area is referred to in the C1 zoning district. And I'll place an example of the relevant section of code on the screen for the council to see. So throughout the entire zoning code, the word floor area is used, and there's a definition of floor area in Chapter 115. However, in Chapter 115, Section 77.1, which is the large-scale uses within the C1 zoning district, there's a reference to gross building area, which is slightly inconsistent to floor area. I mean, professionally, it actually means something very different to floor area. It's a difference between gross and net. So staff have prepared a draft ordinance to correct this inconsistency by deleting the word gross and building from 115.77.1 and inserting the word floor, so it makes it consistent that we're referring to floor area when we measure floor area, not gross building area. So it's a very short ordinance with a very small fix, but it actually has quite a meaningful impact in it. It addresses inconsistency that staff have identified. So.
Makes sense.
Okay, Mr. Moore.
And the ordinance is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, by amending Section 115.77.1, parens, large-scale uses, end of parens, to clarify how floor area is calculated.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a business park containing mixed-use buildings for office and retail purposes to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.15 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Trust introduced it.
The last one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.247 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments.
I'd like to just very quickly, and I had a chance to speak to you about it, Mr. Vincent. HB 252, which is the reassessment bill, which will mandate the counties to do reassessments no more than 5 years out. And I didn't know whether, it just seems to me that that's a further degrading of our home rule rights as a county. And the more I've thought about it over the past week, it just seems to me that it's going to be almost a de facto rational reason for a tax increase, whether it be at the school district level or at the county level. And I didn't know whether, you know, we do have the ability to do reassessments really at any time that we vote to do so. And I just don't want our rights to be further degraded by the legislature. And they have, you know, we in fact do work for them. They mandate our rules and regulations. But I don't know whether we wanted to take a public position on that or not. I don't know that our opinion really matters, quite frankly. But maybe we want to express our opinion.
Well, there is a law that says if you go more than 7 years, you've got to do that whole thing again, like what we're doing now. Isn't that right? It says it's 7 years?
Well, I don't know if it's a law. I think that's a practice of the appraisal.
Okay.
That's the National Appraisal Association. Yeah. That's their thing, I guess. That's where they set the limit. 7 years, you got to do boots on the ground, which is another, well, would it be 5 years now?
County government can do a reassessment
anytime they
want.
Sure. And we can raise tax anytime we want.
That's right.
We can't control the schools, obviously.
I mean, I think Councilman Shaver makes a good point. We have talked about doing reassessment on a more regular basis so that wouldn't be a $10 million cost to it next time, which is, you know, a lot of money to do a reassessment. So the notion, though, that we would be compelled to do it by the state legislature versus when we determined, you know, that does erode home rule. And, you know, I see that point.
I don't know if it makes sense to just write them a polite letter and express objection.
Well, it wasn't on the agenda, so if you want to, if someone's put on the agenda for next week, put on the agenda, and if there's three votes to do that, we'll send them a letter.
Well, if you think that's, you know, the appropriate way to go.
I mean, I don't know.
Can I ask Mr. Lawson what his thoughts are?
You can ask him, yes, sir.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think everything you have said is correct, all of your thoughts and opinions about this. we've worked with the author or the sponsor of the legislation to clarify the terminology of when it should be calculated and the timing of it all, because the original language, in our opinion, didn't make much sense. So we have changed that or asked them to change that. I don't know if a letter will do any good, quite frankly, but that's up to you all.
We could also work through we have a hired lobbyist, you know, through the state association, you know, and I would suspect the other counties would probably agree with our position.
Well, and we meet Thursday night.
Thursday night.
We can talk about it Thursday night with all three counties.
That might be something to put on the agenda for that meeting and bring it up.
It's certainly going to hold a lot more weight, if it holds any weight at all, coming from all three counties than one county.
I won't be there. Will you be there?
Sure.
Do you mind?
No, I think I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I'll send her. I'll send an email this afternoon. Put it on the agenda. Yeah. But if all three counties, that'd be a lot. It would hold some weight.
Carry more weight for sure.
And it would make sense. And I think we've talked about this before, but it would certainly make sense that if it could be worked around, that all three counties would reassess at the same time, because where you get into the issue is if one county does and one county doesn't, you've got school districts that cross county lines. So if you reassess in Kent County and don't do it in Sussex, then that tax is going to be skewed somewhat for the property owners. So whatever. But we'll bring it up. That's okay, everybody else.
Sure.
Bring it up Thursday night to meeting with the tri-counties and see what you want to do. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. No problem. Thank you. Any more comments?
I did want to recognize the officer in Maryland, Hilliard, I think.
Hilliard.
Glenn Hilliard.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a very disturbing trend. We have, you know, two officers here in the last few years in the area, you know, losing their lives in the line of duty. And so my thoughts and condolences are with the family and their department. And I just want to, you know, express my support for the police and their work. And, you know, I having a son that...
Now you got family in the business.
Now I got family in the business. So... It hit pretty close to home. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
I agree.
Absolutely.
Very, very good points, and hopefully, I'm sure we are all supportive of the people in blue or brown, or color their uniform is, But it is disturbing to think that this is happening in here. You wouldn't think that so much, but it seemed like he was a tremendous officer and tremendous person.
Got a heck of a reputation.
I watched on BOC last night when his wife spoke in front of that very large crowd. She's a very brave lady. Very brave lady.
That'd be hard.
Entertained motion to an executive session for land acquisition and pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. We're now in executive session.